All right. Dean Angelo is the head of the Fraternal Order of Police here in Chicago, the lodge that represents Chicago Police Department. He was in Washington yesterday.
Yes, he was.
Meeting with other FOP officials with President Trump. And Dean, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And you're welcome.
Let's talk a little bit about what that meeting was like. I know, you know, famously we were running tape of it yesterday. It was like, you know, what's going on in Chicago? What were you able to tell him?
Well, the first thing we started talking about was how the tables have been turned and everything's been upside down, where the police have been demonized and people are running on anti-police platforms instead of anti-crime platforms. And even in face of all of these incidents that were forced to, you know, to watch all these families go through in our city. And I also mentioned to directly to the Attorney General that we have police officers in Chicago who are concerned that they're going to lose their job for doing their job. And he said that's just, you know, he said that's a problem.
Well, what kinds of things would you see kind of from a federal level in terms of help for police officers to better able to do their job?
Well, you know, it's got to be with some support. And it's got to be to take the handcuffs off the police and let them get back to work. I brought this up yesterday as well. They just want to go back to work. You know, the president mentioned about Chicago being a great city. You know, this is one of our greatest cities. And, you know, and why does this continue to happen there? Our national president, Canterbury, brought up, he had an agenda, and one of the items on his agenda were dealt with the sanctuary cities and the cut of funding to those cities. But, you know, his concern and our concern is if you reduce the funding that's earmarked for law enforcement, you know, it's kind of adversely going to impact any attempt to get a handle on the gun violence in a place like Chicago. And you know, I believe Chuck asked if we could, you know, get the administration to reconsider that component of federal funding that's earmarked for either prosecutors or, you know, federal prosecutors, ATF.
Did you get a sense? I guess this is really the important thing, Dean. Is do we get a sense that they're going to do anything about this? I mean, it's great to have the meeting, but did you get a sense that legislatively, or at least, or through the executive branch, the Department of Justice, that they can offer any help to Chicago?
Well, I think once, you know, Chuck brought up the component about the monies that are earmarked at the federal level, I might have been something that wasn't considered until he said that. And I think there was a statement, I can't remember exactly who said it, you know, whether it was a president or a vice president, said, well, we have to reconsider that, you know, going forward. So that in and of itself is a step in the right direction to have the administration realize that a blanket cut to cities like Chicago in federal resources would adversely impact policing and would not be a you know, a step in the positive direction to give us a hand you know, my concern is the federal sentencing guidelines for gun arrests. If you don't have prosecutors to put them on, put the cases on, or the ATF guys to work with our guys to build a federal case, you know, that truth in sentencing at the federal level is incredible. 15 years is 15 years. There's no good time, you know, and that sends a very strong message to anybody that wants to come out on our streets and utilize a weapon.
Yeah. Let's talk. Let's go back to the idea, though, of taking the handcuffs off the police officers. The president during the election kept talking about, when he was campaigning, talking about stop and frisk, stop and frisk, stop and frisk. Mm-hmm. But it appears that that's going to have trouble actually. As it is currently understood, stop and frisk has been deemed unconstitutional. So is there a way to change to do something which does allow officers to be able to stop people whom they either, you know, are acting erratically or that they have concerns about? I mean, what is there a way? Because I know, you know, I talk to police officers all the time, street guys who are like, you know, here's what we need to have in our, if we go out and we stop somebody, it's an hour of paperwork. And, you know, some cases, some guys will say it's an hour. Other people say it's 20 minutes, whatever it is. It's on every single contact where you used to have a contact card where it would be 5 minutes. This is now, you know, 20 minutes to an hour of filling out paper. It's almost like arrest level paperwork. So obviously people want that handcuff taken off. So you can go back to the contact cards. So there's a record of police officers having contact with the public. Secondly, though, what the idea here is if you stop somebody and then that person doesn't like the reason for which they were stopped, they can beef, right? So what is a way to actually make this more palatable for both sides of the equation, police and the civilians?
Well, I believe, you know, you talk about the hour or the 20 minutes. It depends on how you type. If you don't have to look at the keys, then you're done in 20 minutes. If you're a two-finger, got to look at every key you touch, then you're at an hour.
Yeah,
so it depends on your skill set. But that being said, the threshold that's required for our members in the city of Chicago, the only entity in the entire state, and the state is under the mandate by Senate Bill 1304, which was signed by Governor Rauner in August of 2015. We are the only municipality in the state that has this type of documentation because it was agreed to by the agency, you know, by the department and by the mayor and by the ACLU to go into this monstrosity of a document that actually was eliminated from consideration.
So that's a big one. That's a big piece. But on a secondary piece here, you know, we talk about community policing. Wait, that's also one of those things about sanctuary cities, too. If you start to especially within like the Mexican American community or the Mexican community of, you know, people who are here, you know, police officers have a very tough job there because now you've got, I think we all know this is not a wives' tale at this moment. There are people who are afraid to go out on the streets. They're afraid. There are people who are not legally here. Mm-hmm. They don't want to get swept up. They may have jobs. They may have driver's license. They may have been living here for decades, but they're afraid and they don't necessarily want to have contact with police. And that makes it more difficult. So was that addressed as well?
Well, you know, you have to have some capability to do your job. You know, we're looking at on our streets and the people that are out there shooting. We're not looking at illegals. You know, we're not looking at doing work for ICE. What we're doing is we recognize these guys and we know them for a long period of time. And you and I have worked that beat for 5-6 years. We know our corners, we know our players, and we know what they're into. We cannot go up to them now unless we see them involved in criminal activity or have someone else identify them as being involved in criminal activity. That threshold is ridiculous because how do you get that corner back so that mom can send a kid to the grocery store or go there herself? They own the corner. And like I've been saying,
did you get a sense, though, at the White House meeting yesterday, Dean, that they get that?
Yes. Yes, because I told them exactly that. I told the Attorney General, I said in August of 2015, when the city agreed to that document that I worked on eliminating statewide in Springfield, I was down there when they introduced it. And they said, I told them, you can't do this. Your neighbor is going to catch on fire. It's going to diminish stops. So in August of 15, when the city agrees to do it with the department and the ACLU, I told Mr. Sessions in August of 15, I said that street stops will drop tremendously and we will be at 700 murders before you know it.
Yeah, and all that came true. So, I mean,
and that's what he told me. So, Dean, and it happened. And I said, yes, sir, tragically it did.
Yeah. Dean, appreciate you being with us. We have to leave it at that. But yeah. Dean Angelo, who's the head of the lodge here representing the Chicago Police Department, and was at the White House yesterday talking to Donald Trump. Appreciate it, Dean. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Thank you.
All right. Violetta Patermedics got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.